There are 1,345 COVID-positive patients currently hospitalized in Ontario, including 165 COVID patients in intensive care units. The provincial update included 11 more deaths that all occurred within the last 30 days. Since April 13, 375 people in Ontario have died because of COVID, with between 4 and 21 deaths per day. COVID-19 has been the cause of, or a factor in, the death of 13,083 people in Ontario since March 2020, according to the province's daily reporting. The daily update included 1,028 lab-confirmed COVID cases. Case counts are assumed to be underestimated because of limited PCR testing and only PCR results are included in the daily case counts. Since the start of the pandemic, Public Health Ontario has confirmed 1,288,557 cases of COVID-19 and reported 1,257,204 cases recovered or resolved. The May 17 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data. Hospitalizations of the 1,345 people hospitalized with COVID, 39% were admitted because of COVID-19 and 61% were admitted for other reasons, but test positive for COVID-19. Included in the hospitalized patients, not in the ICU, are 173 unvaccinated people, 52 people with one dose of COVID vaccine, and 839 people with two or more doses of COVID-19 vaccine. 165 patients are in intensive care units with COVID-related illnesses, including 77 patients on ventilators. Among the ICU patients are 25 unvaccinated patients, 12 people with one dose of a COVID vaccine, and 67 people with two or more doses of a COVID-19 vaccine. Vaccination: about 86% of the population over 4 years old in Ontario has two or more doses of COVID vaccine, about 12.1 million people. More than 7.3 million people in Ontario have had three doses of a COVID vaccine. 10% of the eligible population, aged 5 and up, is unvaccinated. Testing Ontario labs processed 12,233 tests, resulting in a 10.3% positivity. York Region now updates its public dashboard Tuesdays and Fridays at 4 p.m. You can find the latest update for Newmarket and York Region here. Today, Southlake Regional Health Centre is reporting a continued decline in hospitalizations from 44 to 38, with one patient in ICU. With files from Deborah Kelly.